Hey, this is Danny from Together Pangea, and you are listening to Sound Session.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio Chicago. There is a great band that is coming to Chicago on October 6th at the Bottom Lounge. That band is Together Pangea. I swear, it's one of the greatest sounds you'll hear, always an anticipated album, and they actually just released on August 25th their new album, Bulls and Roosters. And we were so excited to welcome Danny to the show. What's going on, Danny?
Not much. Just hanging out here in L.A., enjoying the sunshine.
That is amazing. It just got really, really cold here in Chicago. We just turned the page on summer, so I'm very jealous right now.
Oh, man, yeah, a bunch of my friends, I've been seeing a lot of my friends in Chicago, like, in the last month, were all swimming in the lake, and it looked great, but, yeah, I heard it's about to change.
Yeah, so, okay, well, let's talk about that. Well, you know, you travel all over the place. This new tour, the Bulls and Roosters tour, is going to take you everywhere, you know, growing all over the country. What's some of your favorite places to play, and what's the scene, what's, like, the different scene? I mean, I guess we can just narrow it down to the difference between Chicago and Los Angeles, two huge music towns. So can you talk a little bit about how kind of the area reflects your music a little bit?
Well, I mean, Chicago is one of our favorite places always to stop. We have a lot of good friends out there, and, you know, we love the food. We love playing in Chicago. Our last two shows in Chicago, we're lucky enough, we just did a tour of Twin Peaks and got to play Talia Hall and the Metro, two amazing venues in Chicago. And, I mean, it's really not that different. Playing all over, like, you know, like a good show is a good show, and a bad show is still a bad show. But luckily, Chicago is one of those cities where it's always a good show. And we just always have a great time out there, and always really look forward. It's one of the stops on tour that we always are looking forward to. So.
I love that, and you're playing the Bottom Lounge, which is a really intimate venue, and people are actually can get up there and see you guys finally. Do you like playing these more intimate shows?
Yeah, they're great. I mean, you know, we just like playing any show where the kids come out and have a good time.
Yeah, right on. Well, you're about to go out on tour on September 14th. What kind of preparation do you do to take on a massive tour like this where you're literally playing every single day? Is there any kind of exercises you do? Do you load up on audiobooks?
Load up on things to watch in the van. I watch a lot of Star Trek. There's a new Star Trek series coming out too, which I'm stoked to watch on tour.
Right on.
You know, just podcasts, stuff like that. There's an Xbox in the van that we're getting, so we'll play a lot of FIFA and NBA 2K.
nice. Well, but you can't play on live though when you're touring from place to place.
No, just against the other dudes that are in the van.
All right, so who's the best one at FIFA this year? The best
who's
guy in the
best
band.
Best at FIFA. I hate to say it, but lately William's been pretty good at FIFA. It changes though. We all go through I feel like he's kind of consistently winning. So
I hear you. It happens, man. It happens. It's good to break away from that. So let's talk about the new album now. It's fantastic. I was listening to it all weekend. I'd had a quick question. Where did rock and roll go? And is Together Pangea bringing it back with this new album?
I don't know if we're bringing it back. We're just doing what we've always been able to do, which is the only thing we know how to do, which is play rock and roll. I mean, I think it's still out there. There's a lot of great bands still making great music, you know, especially in Chicago. Mm-hmm. There's some really good Chicago bands. You got Twin Peaks and Knee High and Orwell's and stuff like that. I'd like to think that it's never going to die. Mm-hmm. I think that it'll always be around. But I think right now, it's definitely, you know, guitars in general, guitar music is in a slump. But I think that it's always going to be there, and they'll just, you know, waves will come.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that's so true, because when I was listening to your album, I can see the influence you've had on some other bands where they sound, you know, they sound a little similar to you. They're trying to take a little together Pangea magic. But just what you guys bring to the table, I mean, with this new album, it's wonderful. It's good to listen to. It's great to like walk, and it's really good to listen to on a road trip, which is how I listen to it. So you're coming back to Chicago, playing with the bands Tall Juan and Daddy Issues and La 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 from Chicago.
La 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 La.
I love that because you're singing the name. What kind of influence or advice do you give these bands that you're touring around with? Or what kind of advice have you gotten yourself? What's the best piece from these other bands that you've played with over the years?
Always have tea and ginger and honey and lemon backstage.
It's very important.
That's the best advice.
So this is cool. You're not slamming down the Miller Lights. It's all about staying healthy before that show.
There's a bit of both always going on, but you gotta have the stuff. If your voice is gone and you can't sing, mm-hmm. It's not gonna go too well. So, just that kind of thing.
Right on. All right. Well, this new album, you collaborated with Andrew Schubert, Andrew Schubert, and mixed by Chris. Is it Cody?
Chris Cody,
who's well known. He helped TV on the Radio, Beach House, The Black Lips on their albums as well. It took you a while to write this album, I think about 3 years. Like, what kind of stuff went into it? What went into the stew?
I mean, we're still writing music the way we've always been writing music. I think for whatever reason, it took a little longer this time than it has in the past. Mm-hmm. I don't know. A lot of different stuff's going on. I actually got sober in the last couple of years, and so that had a part. Which led to some songwriting for me. It's the first time I've got some songs on the record.
Yeah.
But all in all, I think it was just us waiting for the right batch of songs to come along and the ones that we felt the best about, and sort of figuring out what the next move was after doing our last record, And there's also a lot of stuff on the more, business end of things. Like, we got dropped from our last label, Harvest Records, and went through a whole change of management and booking agents and all that kind of boring stuff. But so I think it's that combined with just waiting for the right batch of songs to come out or for us to come up with. That was really why it took such a while. But all in all, it's basically the same. Yeah. The same as far as, our process and how we come up with things.
Right on. You mentioned the fact that you became sober, and congratulations, by the way. I know that takes a lot.
Thank you.
That takes a lot to get through that, especially to, cut yourself off. Do you feel this mental clarity has been helping your writing process, like, for real? Has it been, had a new outlook on life, kind of, now that you are able to, wake up in the morning and out of that fog, kind of?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, waking up can still suck.
I hear
you. Hungover. You still feel tired and shitty sometimes. Sorry, my language.
No, that's okay.
But, all in all, I think, yeah, absolutely. It makes you feel better, and you can sort of prioritize mm-hmm. things a little, you have a better grasp on the world around you and what's important and,
Yeah, I mean,
so that was definitely helps and informed some songwriting choices, I think, and yeah.
I love that because I can see that you guys are really, really hitting this new album hard, and I love that because it's a great band. Make sure everyone goes and sees them on October 6th here in Chicago. Before I let you go, what are some of the fun things you like to do? You mentioned, just playing a few video games and everything once in a while. What do you like to do outside of the box, outside of music, that maybe people who are listening to this podcast wouldn't know about?
We like to go to sports games on tour as much as possible. I went to at the end of that Twin Peaks tour, I went to the Blackhawks, which was awesome.
Oh,
I've been
nice.
A hockey fan my entire life, and it was really cool going to see the Hawks play.
Yeah. See, are you a Hawks fan? Who's your team?
I'm a Kings fan, but I was a very big Chris Chelios and therefore a Hawks fan when I was a kid. So
back in the day.
So it was pretty amazing to go. I'm just a hockey fan in general. I just love hockey, but my team will always be the Kings. But, you know, Blackhawks are one of the great teams of the NHL, so it's pretty incredible to go see a home game out in Chicago.
Well, I love that. You know, WGN, we actually are the broadcasting radio station for the Blackhawks. So next time you come back in...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, next time you come back into the city, well, we're going to have to set you up with a game, now that I know that you're a Hawks fan.
Yeah. Please. That would be great. Yeah, and, you know, we also go to baseball games, we actually tried to go see the Cubs play in Colorado on our last tour against the Rockies, but... Oh. The game got rained out, so
was that in your...
it didn't happen, but we were there.
Nice. Was that in your 2015 tour or 16? Because the Cubs, you know, they won
the World Series. This was like 6 months ago. We just did a small tour with this band, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, and we had a day off after the Chicago date, so we went to go try to see a ball game, and it was Rockies against the Cubs, and we were stoked to see the Cubs play, but... sadly, it got rained out.
Ah, it happens. Sometimes it happens. Well, that's awesome, man. That is Danny Bengston from band Together Pangea. We are so excited to have you back in Chicago, man. Have a great tour.
And can't wait to be there.
We will see you on October 6th, okay?
All right, man.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod. And check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.